Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I thought today was a good physical practice, back in full pads. You had some short yardage situations, you know, opportunity to see guys get after it. You know, I thought it was good competitive work. You know, our offense, you know, started off fast, some early situations. Defense did a good job of responding, and I thought the back and forth was really good. Got some red zone, short yardage, goal line. You're trying to mix all the different situations, but I like what I saw today, and guys continuing to push. The mentality is getting better, and it's just about the consistency showing up, you know, throughout each practice, and then carrying that over throughout each day as we step on this practice field. But it's good to be here in Jacksonville. Other than a few clouds and a breeze from time to time, I mean, I thought it was what we wanted. You know, it was guys had to push through, and it was definitely a grueling practice from the physicality part of it, and I like what I saw from there.
Like, what are the opportunities to come places like this, to Jacksonville, host a camp like this? What does that kind of help maybe get your team prepared for as you guys get ready?
I mean, we're going to play, five road games this year, which we have no control of the atmosphere. We have no control of any circumstances that will show up. I mean, it's about creating a mindset of, man, regardless of where you are, you got to be in control of you. And whatever your bed situation is, whatever the meals are like, which, here I appreciate UNF. It's been really, really nice in that regard. When you step on the field, it's time. And make sure you control the controllables and go out there and be your best. I mean, he's done a remarkable job. I mean, he's one of the stars of this camp so far. I mean, just the growth, the physicality, the size that he's put in, the mentality of how he's running. I mean, it has really been impressive to watch. And we know what he does in space, but I think he's becoming a complete back.
Finishing runs is an area he's improved a great deal.
He had a couple today that it's one on one time to. You got to make those decisions. He lowering his pads, keeping his eyes up and running his feet, and that's what you want from your backs. You're always moving forward, and I think he's definitely getting better. Yeah, Rodney's an explosive player. I'm excited about his future. He's got to continue to work on some of the details of what he needs to do, and that's part of it as a freshman. He's gonna put himself in a position if he continues to develop like he is, and an opportunity to be able to impact this team.
Wilson just kind of a revelation, it seems like, here the last few days.
So what? Or a revelation? I mean, I've liked Johnny since he's gotten here. Yeah, pretty good.
When a guy like that is stacking practices on top of each other, what does that do, seeing that consistency build?
I think that's that's something that you show that playmaking ability consistently, and he's very comfortable in what we're asking him to do. I think that's he's shown the ability since he got here. And that's something we've been excited about. But seeing him have that confidence and making those plays in that moment, it's you see guys that come in. Everybody's at a different stage. You look at Deuce Spann and the things that he's done. We were excited about Deuce this spring, and it's all part of a of a process of growth. And, you know, I want our guys to, every day they step on that field and, you know, they're showing the best version of them. And you want to see that improvement. I think those guys are, you know, and take the team. I mean, you get to see that on just the way that they're approaching the work, and they're showing the consistency of that playmaking ability. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we're definitely excited about.
Mike, you talked about this being a big week for maybe creating the identity of this team a little bit because of the challenges you have with the schedule and everything. What have you seen so far in this group, and how's your team responded?
I mean, I like the work we put in the offseason, you know, the mentality. I've seen some leadership, you know, emerging. You know, we still have to grow. I mean, that's, you know, the daily objective is just to come out here and get better. And you know, it's easy to have a good attitude when it's all going your way, but, you know, whenever you are uncomfortable, you know, bringing that mindset, you know, physicality of toughness, of coming out and being the willingness to compete. And, you know, it's hard to get everybody on a team, you know, 100% to be at the point that we all desire, but you got to see that growth. And, you know, that's one thing I am liking. You know, got to get some of the young guys just understanding what they can do and how they can push. But, you know, definitely think we're heading in the right direction.
Mike, overall, how did you think the defense
helped out? I thought they did well. I was, you know, the early periods, you know, I thought the offense came out and kind of continued what started yesterday. We got in that short yardage period, and I thought you saw the defense really, you know, tighten down. And, you know, we want to be a team that stops the run. We want to be a team that plays with that physicality and that effort. And, you know, I thought they responded throughout the course of the day, and, you know, definitely was promising to see. I did. I mean, it's, you know, I think we got some guys that are explosive, you know, from the interior. Some of those guys that they're out there on the edge that you are continuing to find who they're going to be and what that's going to look like. You know, there's a lot of competition, and I think we got a good group there. Continue to get to know people. And, you know, it all, you know, the only way you build relationships is through time. And, you know, here there's nothing else. I mean, we got each other. And, you know, there's guys aren't going back to their apartments or to their dorms or wherever they're staying. They gotta be here together. And when they have open time, I mean, it's good to see them, you know, building those relationships. And, you know, last night we got to see some personalities, so you're within our team, which was a fun, you know, kind of a fun experience, as guys are getting to know each other. But you know, we'll have a couple more, you know, team building opportunities here over these next couple of days, just to continue to solidify those relationships, and you know, bring everybody along as we continue to work.
You talked about the young guys and their ability to push. One of your young guys is one guy we're very familiar with, Harold Stokes. Can you tell us about him kind of early and what you've seen from him?
No, Harold's doing a good job. You know, really excited about you know, the work he puts in. You know, he's still working himself into it, but you know, I like what I've seen from him.
Chris, you talked about, you saw some personalities last night, team building. We
did. You know, there's some things that we create opportunities to for guys to grow together. And you know, so we had a team event last night, and it was fun. It was a you know, we run a pretty tight schedule around. And you know, last night, you know, being able to get here, we had our walkthroughs, we had our meetings, and you know, then, you know, late last night we had a team event that, you know, guys were able to you know, kind of relax just a little bit, you know, before they hit the dorm rooms. But you know, it was fun. And, you know, I love this team. I love the guys I get to coach. I mean, they're just such great young men, and have, you know, they have wonderful personalities. But it's just building those relationships, because that's, like I told them last night, that's what's going to last a lifetime. And you know, who we represent, what we get to represent, and who you get to do it with is what makes it special.
What has Bless Harris brought to the offense, Warren? How has he evolved?
Yeah, you know, Bless, you know, it was when we recruited him, you know, I in all transparency, I knew he was going to be a guy that could always go inside. You know, I wanted to be able to see, you know, at this level, if he could play there on the edge and play tackle, and that's where we started him. And you know, I've been really pleased with him. You know, he's an explosive mover. He does a great job. He's big, he's strong. You know, he plays with the right mindset. He is a physical football player. You know, he's still learning some things. And you know, as you transition, you know, he started a lot of games. He's played. You know, he's been in the fire, but, you know, as you transition and, you know, day in and day out, just that daily grind and daily competition at this level, I think he's adapted extremely well. And I like Bless a lot. I think he's definitely been a big impact for our team, and looking forward to his future.
Coach Huba, we've talked a lot about the transfer receivers, but today it looked like some of your veterans emerged from the scrimmage.
Yeah, I think when you look at Pokey, Keyshawn Malik, those guys, they've really grown. I think Josh Burrell's continuing to come along. Obviously he's a younger receiver, but those guys, it's continued work. And you go over the last few years, and they've had to make the investment. And there's been some challenges, there's been adversity that's shown up, but I'm really pleased with the mindset of that group. Kentron really has done a nice job. I think that he's putting himself in a position to be able to help us in a lot of different ways. But I thought he made a couple of really nice plays, and you're seeing continued that continued development.